Won't you open up that window?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Well, we got an emergency here. Apparently, Gilbert is called in, and it's an emergency. So we need to get to Gilbert right away.
He's on two lines.
How did he do it? Dell, let's go. I don't know which line he's on, but there's an emergency situation. Hey, Gilbert?
Is it a food allergy?
Gilbert, this must not be the line, or unless he's sleeping. Is he sleeping there? Okay, which
line? Is it emergency sleeping?
Gilbert, are you there? Hello? Gilbert, are you there? Gilbert.
I've got both lines up and nothing.
He said he won't fall asleep
again. He said he promised he wouldn't fall asleep again.
Ban 2 weeks.
There he is. He's sleeping.
Yeah, let's ban him.
No, he fell asleep again. He said he pre-promised. Who's the intern out there?
Andrew.
It's Andrew.
Andrew's out there? Andrew said he promised he wouldn't fall
Andrew,
asleep.
Andrew, come out here. Tell Andrew to come in here for a second.
All right, what is
Andrew's pretty sharp. Andrew's he knows the sports. Yeah. Like, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
Andrew's going to have a sports talk show one day.
He will.
I'm going to predict it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey won't.
Well,
Trey could have a segment on the NASCAR channel.
Dell, what does Andrew have going for him?
Here's the name, Andrew.
He's the most polite intern ever.
He is the most polite intern.
Blonde, ever. White kid, right?
Well, he was born with that privilege.
Yeah. He's privileged. He's white privilege. I don't think there's
Put Gilbert on hold. He doesn't get a B on.
Okay, Andrew, what did Gilbert, what's the emergency situation?
I don't know. He never told me what the emergency was. He's just, I need to get on. It's an emergency. He called from two separate phones. So when you're calling from two separate phones on like two lines, I'm assuming
it's
a pretty serious thing.
Why didn't he use his other phone to, I don't know, call 911 or something?
Well, now, in this emergency, he falls asleep.
Well, in the middle. Now, super you want calm. To talk about someone who has poise? He, in an emergency situation, Gilbert was able to fall asleep, okay?
Which is a total state of relaxation.
Haven't we always talked about players who were, I mean, you want to talk about calm.
Playing with poise.
Poise.
Tom Brady. When you think of the most poised people in history, you think Tom Brady, Jordan was that way. We talked about Wayne Gretzky before. Wayne Gretzky, when everything is, you know, do you have.
Jalen Hurts had incredible poise.
Tremendous until this year.
Well, no, he wasn't good. I didn't say he could throw the ball well. I said, even it didn't matter what was going on. Jalen Hurts just seemed like he was going along, and it was all fine.
But, like, Gilbert is Brady-level poise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. If you can fall asleep in an emergency situation, and
right.
while all the chaos is going on around you.
The house is on fire.
Andrew, if Gilbert calls again, we got to get him through right away to get to figure out this emergency. You must have somehow screwed this up.
He was on hold for like 2 minutes. I'm not sure how he fell asleep in 2 minutes.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Gilbert. How you doing, buddy?
Gilbert, you got an emergency going on, Gilbert?
Yeah, emergency. Yeah, I want to work with you guys anyway. You know, I need a job.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
It's an emergency employment.
And wait a minute. Of course this is an emergency. Gilbert needs a job right away. Gilbert, listen.
Yeah, what's going on?
So what did you want? Last week you wanted to talk about the Texans and the Super Bowl, and now it's an emergency that you need a job. Listen, does anybody have a job out there that they need Gilbert to work? And you know what? If there's a job opening anywhere in this city, give us a call. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What about Gilbert answering the phones? If Trey can answer the phones here, well, couldn't Gilbert answer the phones? I'm sure Gilbert could do it.
Maybe we're going to radio station and have a phone even out of that.
Don't even joke about this, because he will be
what
here.
What are you trying to do?
Why are you opening the
No, wait a minute.
Why is Pandora's box opening?
Wouldn't that be awesome if
you want him here every day at 7?
No. I'm just saying.
Because it great starts with it, that, then
how many calls would we get if Gilbert was answering
It's going to turn into you have to give him food every day. Where's my
note? Oh, look.
Where's
now,
my
somebody
hat?
Might have a job. Hurry up, Andrew.
Where's my hat? Where's this? Why didn't you get me this? Where's my press pass?
Well, look, it isn't that way anyway.
Let me ask you something, John.
Yeah, but it's in your face.
Let's get through some stuff. Let's workshop this.
Yeah.
You get here at about what time to get here?
I get here 6:15.
6:15 or so. Do you want to as you walk around the office
every day? You got to let him in.
To go down there and let him in because he's going to get here before me probably.
No, he'll get here before John.
He'll be here. Do you want him waiting for you?
But wait a minute. I'm just saying,
guys. Gilbert's on the line.
Would it not be awesome? He can hear all this.
I don't know. He went back to sleep. I actually heard him snoring.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
He's just in the background. Oh, he's just chilling.
Okay, somebody's
we're good.
Hey,
listen,
Josh is here, and he's got a job for you, Gilbert.
Apparently, I don't know which line Gilbert's on. I don't know if you want to put him on hold. Drop one.
Well, put him on hold. Put Gilbert on hold. Yeah. Josh, what kind of job you got for Gilbert?
Hey, guys. I got a warehouse position open at an HVAC wholesale supply store. It's on the north side, kind of Jersey Village area.
Ooh, that's a long trip for Gilbert.
It's 8 to 5. I don't mind if he sleeps on his lunch break. I just can't have him sleeping during the shift.
Oh, he'll sleep every, 4 minutes. What do you mean, Josh?
Josh, we appreciate this offer. I think it's very kind of you. Two problems here. A, that's a long bike ride to Jersey Village. And then B, I can't guarantee the no sleep thing.
And I can't guarantee that Gilbert will actually even show up, if you want to know the
truth. Do you have any ladies at your place of business?
That's not even.
And that would
because
be
a, that's going to be an HR
problem.
How much
would Esme love it if Gilbert worked here?
0%. If you want a percentage.
You think it took her a long time to get Lance's card? She might take yours away so you don't ever get in the building if you do that.
No. I love
thanks, guys.
So,
thanks,
Josh, appreciate the offer. I don't think that'll work out. If it's anything other than, I don't know, watching old movie of watching some kind of porn.
Yeah, Debbie does.
Debbie does, yeah.
Dallas.
I don't think that Gilbert's going to be interested in that job.
Gilbert, what type of job do you want?
What do you think you're qualified for, Gilbert?
We're going to have a jewelry store.
Jewelry store? What would you do?
Mark Klein. Done.
Well, he's coming back on with us
today. 7-Eleven store will come here anyway. I don't know when that's going to happen.
What's that?
Heard about that?
No. What happened?
7-Eleven for to come open a store here in Houston.
So, what?
Somebody is going to open a
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is going to open a jewelry store in Houston?
Open up stores in Houston.
Oh, 7-Eleven is?
Yeah. You hear about that?
No.
Go back to Houston,
No. They were in Houston when I was young, and then they turned into Circle K's.
Yeah.
7-Eleven turned into Circle K, and Slurpees were gone. Turned slushies.
Gilbert, you think you could serve Slurpees to people? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, Slurpees.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. What about the jewelry store thing? What do you think you could do there?
I think that about jewelry. I like jewelry anyway, but gave up anyway,
Yeah, I think you
could. It's dangerous. People might rob you and kill you anyway,
Well, it is a little dangerous. Who do you think would come in and rob a jewelry store?
Oh, don't answer, Gilbert. Don't answer.
Don't answer that question.
No, Gilbert. We got to figure out
your lawyer, Gilbert. I'm suggesting you do not answer
Gilbert,
that question.
If you were working in a jewelry store, who would you be most afraid of?
Robbers.
Yes.
What would those robbers look like?
Bad guys.
No. Let the man answer. If you could,
please, you're badgering the witness.
I feel like you guys are. Badgering
so we've got
the
robbers that you're afraid of.
Dell is a professional witness badgerer.
What do you think those robbers would look like, Gilbert?
I don't know.
You don't. So if a guy like
Hispanic,
don't answer, Gilbert. Don't answer.
So you'd be most afraid of Hispanic people.
Don't answer. Hey,
hey. You'll get your turn.
I'm not going to ask that question no more. Okay?
He's already answered it.
He's too late.
He already answered the question.
Gilbert, just say plead the fifth. Anything that Dell asks you.
Oh,
God. Badgering the witness, Your Honor.
I'm asking questions. So, Gilbert, you think, first of all, you're afraid of robbers.
This better be going somewhere, counselor.
Everybody's afraid of robbers. But the people you're most afraid of would be Hispanic robbers?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Black.
Oh! No. Gilbert, don't. I just said plead the fifth. I just told you to plead the fifth. God, hang up.
So we've got Hispanic and black robbers, but black people are on the top of the list. Hispanic would be second.
He said Hispanic
first. He didn't say that.
And then
you're assuming.
No, I asked him who would he be
Your
most
afraid of. Your Honor.
I asked him who would he be most afraid of, and he said black.
Your Honor.
But wait, did he say black people? No.
He said black.
He just said black. You don't know. Guy wearing black, you don't know.
Oh, let me, okay, let me continue to ask questions.
No, no.
Gilbert, if there's
Now I feel like you're really
You're leading the witness.
Gilbert.
Leading the witness, Your Honor.
I'm not leading. Your Honor. I asked the question. He answered.
Your Honor, counsel is clearly badgering the witness, and permission to strike. I'd like that stricken from the record as answers.
Excuse me. Your Honor, can I be allowed to finish questioning? Okay. If there is a black person and
Your
a Hispanic
Honor,
person walking
Your Honor,
into the...
argumentative, Your Honor.
This is ridiculous. Your Honor, allow me to continue.
Objection.
John, you're the judge here. Do something.
I'm objecting to this whole line of questioning.
You can't object.
We're way past the break.
We gotta go to break.
This is trash.
Shut Gilbert down.
Todd, Your Honor, Todd. Objection, Todd.
Todd's
we're way
the
past
judge
the break.
Here. Get in here.
Good criminy, Your Honor.
Order in the courtroom. Order in the courtroom.
Man, I'd break Gilbert easily.
You already did.
Oh, my God.
If you guys would stop interjecting, we could have got to the root of his problems.
Well, football gay man wanted to offer him a job, too, so we can't
do
that.
Delete.
That's
delete. Control-Alt-Delete that whole segment.
Yeah, just go back and eliminate that from the podcast.
If you missed any part of it, it'll be on Podcast Arena within the hour.
See, and you don't ever want to go to Gilbert. Look
Dell
what happens.
Just kept going until he mined gold. That's all he was doing. He was waiting for his answer to come up.
He was panhandling.
Did you see what he did? He tried to take it even further.
No, he did. He always does.
I don't know why you guys
he
have such a problem.
He loves to hear Gilbert say that. Who stole your bike, Gilbert? Black guy.
Well, let's be clear. Hispanic was a shocking answer. I had to get through. Dig deeper.
As a lawyer, if you don't know the answer to the question, you don't ask it.
I knew the answer to the
question. No? Did you know he was going to say Hispanic?
And if I... Under further questioning, I got to what I was looking for.
Yes. Well, yes. You certainly led the witness there, though.
Absolutely.
We're trying to lead you all you guys to roseexpress.com. Roseexpress.com. If there is a better flower site, we've never seen it, and you have to do this today.
This is what they do. They do roses.
$29 for 25 roses. The other places are more expensive for half the roses, less than half the roses. Now, if you want 50.
You got to remember a code. What's the code? What's your guys' code?
No.
There's no code here.
No.
No code. Long stem roses. They are delivered really nicely. They're cut in two different levels so that you can put them right in a vase ready to go.
And here's the deal. You go to the webpage and it says, do you want 25? Do you want 50? Do you want 75? Do you want 100? Do you want 125?
Just click. All you got to do is just
bing,
click the thing.
Bing, boom, being done. It's not like these other sites where now they're trying to upsell you on all of this other pajamas or whatever they're trying to sell this week. It's just roses, 25, 50, and every 25 you add, it's only $20 more. All at roseexpress.com. Do it now. Roseexpress.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Short segment here because Gilbert, we had that deposition was a little longer than we thought.
Well, if you would stop interrupting, I could have got through as quickly as I could.
That was all. No.
There is a new picture of Sammy Sosa out.
Oh, my God.
Holy. See this?
Yes.
I don't even know what to
this. Who's the girl with him?
Doesn't matter. I can't pay attention to her.
Yeah. Sammy Sosa is whiter.
Red cowboy hat.
Whiter than ever.
He's got
He's been white for a while now.
Look at his outfit.
He's spectacular. I mean, what is Sammy Sosa doing? Good Lord, man.
I don't even know. Whole picture is just like.
That's fake. No.
No,
I think,
that's not.
Yes,
it
is.
No
that's an
that's
old
fake.
Picture of him. Yeah, they put a cowboy hat on him and stuff. That cannot be true. He did not do that.
I'm going to Google this.
No way. Go to Snopes. That's not true.
Sammy White.
Sammy Sosa, red cowboy hat. No chance.
Latest Sammy Sosa photo set off Twitter firestorm. This is in Chicago Sun-Times.
No,
it's not. There's an article that says that.
Oh.
It says latest picture set off a firestorm. I'm going to Google, but that's a... Sammy Sosa's trending on Twitter. Now? What could this mean? The mind races to the worst case scenario. Nope, he's still alive. Must be the latest crazy Sosa photo. Bingo. Seems Sosa was celebrating something Saturday night. Some reporters listed it as a birthday themed party, but Sammy turned 49 on November 12th. Turns out it was for wife Sonia. Whatever the party was. Oh yeah, this is on an Instagram. Oh my God, it gets worse. I'm sorry, not worse, better. Sammy's got a holstered gun here. It was a cowboy themed party, and he's got a holstered gun. That's really Sammy.
Oh my God. It's a dress up thing. I mean, why.
But that's the cowboy outfit you decide to wear?
Well, yeah, that's a problem. No question. But I think if you're trying to be funny, I think that's probably.
If you were at this birthday party and Sammy's like, hey, John, what's going on? How would you respond? You'd have to have a regular conversation with Sosa. Like, hey, Sammy.
Sammy.
Remember that time people thought you were just corking your bat? Mm. That was weird.
Yeah. Well.
Not this weird, but weird.
This is getting weirder.
This is actually more weird.
If that's possible. Yeah, no question about it. 713-780-3776 is the number. That was the fun. Gilbert says, our friend Gilbert, who comes out to all our stuff, that was the funniest segment ever with the other Gilbert. How unfortunate is it if you live in the city and your name is Gilbert?
People know you.
You can't be trusted to call in, because as soon as an intern who may not know everything about the show puts up Gilbert, okay, either that guy has to wait 40 minutes or we expect him to snore when he gets on the air.
Well, no, you just say, I'm not that one.
Well, that's what he's going to have. That's what all Gilberts have to do.
Well, if you don't say anyway, then you're fine.
There's something worse. Isn't there a Jerry Sandusky who's a regular reporter? Yeah,
no, he's the Baltimore Ravens play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had him on the show. We were like, how's that name going these days for you?
What do you do? He
said it was unbelievable on Twitter. He said the vitriol towards me, and he kept going.
Is it spelled different at all?
Yeah, it's G-E-R-R-Y. Yeah.
He said it was unbelievable.
I feel like that doesn't help.
It doesn't help. No.
Right? I mean, what do you do if that's your name? You've had that forever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, this can't be a
worse
name.
It used to be okay. You know, back when Jerry Sandusky was a good defense coordinator.
Yeah. Was supposed to be the coaching. I remember us having discussions in late 90s.
They carried him off the field. Early 2000s. Remember the Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah, about Jerry Sandusky is the head coach in waiting. Is he going to get a head coaching job somewhere? No, he's the coach in waiting when Joe Pa shuts it down. And like, this guy's named Jerry Sandusky, and he's just a play-by-play announcer. And he happens to be in sports, so it's even worse.
Yes.
You can't change it. You're too far in the game.
No. His kids, but Jerry Sandusky's kids, dude. They changed
their last name.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're Jerry Sandusky, the play-by-play guy. Because in this business, if your team's playing Baltimore this week, you might call the guy, see if he wants to come on. If I'm the guy, I'm not doing any interviews.
Nope.
I don't need you. I don't need that.
Well, but here's the thing. It's going to be hard to do Ravens play-by-play if you're in prison. So you got to understand he's not the same guy.
Twitter doesn't work that way.
Twitter.
Particularly at the very
grow
beginning.
Up Twitter. And especially... I mean, yeah, what was this tweet? Yeah, rape and murder are fine in movies, but damn it, we better not hurt anybody with a food allergy. Okay, yeah. That's stop with the blackberries. The
James says, Dell on fire as usual.
Yeah.
That's my article about baseball being too soon.
By the way, Jules says, with the new addition to the Rockets, and this is when Joe Johnson signs, the Rockets now have enough depth they could have two legitimate starting roster, says Jules. I don't know if it's one of the rosters is not going to be that great by NBA standards, but the point is well taken. This is the deepest Rockets team that I can remember from a standpoint of they all have real value on the court. P.J. Tucker has real value. P.J. Tucker's now he's a starter.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing. Mr. Plus Minus was on the bench yesterday. I mean, he still went plus three.
Well, that, yeah, he still did.
Chris Paul's minus six.
And he's still firing him up from everywhere.
Oh, for five.
And he just turns around. And I was in the end zone last night. Mm-hmm. And you know, just his face. And after he misses, he's running back up the court at you. And you just see his facial expression like, dude, I can't do anything. And he's in such a slump. This is extended now, though. This dude, you got two more years of this at $20 million per. Good Lord. And I know the announcers are making a concerted effort every time he scores. Like, look, Ryan's back. Anybody want that contract? Ryan's back. No, he's good. Hey, everybody, look at Ryan Anderson. Can somebody take that off your hands? Why don't you tell people about saving some money every month?
Well, I tell you that my friends over at Bill Advisor are doing just that for you. And I'm getting ready to switch over my home and auto insurance to Bill Advisor. And that was something that previously I shopped it, and they weren't saving me money on – they couldn't save me money on where I was previously. And they said, look, we tried. We're not able to. So that's good because you've already saved me, you know, $2,000 on home, sell, internet, you know, all their bundle packages, the DirecTV. They got me credits for four straight months on bills. I got special hookups on cell phones, things like that. Well, now it turns out they have made some changes. And if you text TGS to 313131, they will text you back instantaneously. You type in your address and they will send you back what your homeowner's insurance policy would look like under them. Well, within, you know, like $100, $150. You'd have to, you know, continue on and you can find out exactly what it's going to be. But it's going to be right there. I found out I'd save anywhere from $500 to $700 on home insurance. And I was like, okay, done. So I'll be switching over with Bill Advisor as well. That's one of many ways that they can help you. They can negotiate and renegotiate your bills. Let them be the people who do the negotiating for you, whether it's home security, internet, homeowners, car insurance, pretty much anything that comes out on a monthly or biannual basis, they can find you new prices, get you new service, or just get the bills down on your old service. That's what they do. They get to customer retention, and they start saving you big money. It's BillAdvisor.com, BillAdvisor.com. Text BILLS to 313131, and they'll get started with saving you big money. Or if you want to check out the homeowner's insurance with a basic, you can do this in about 40 seconds. Simply text TGS to 313131. Tell them Lancer Line sent you by.
We ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, here's something. I didn't even know this. Here's the headline in Pro Football Talk today. Larry Fitzgerald and his partner win Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I didn't even know Larry Fitzgerald was gay.
Golf, it's a two-man... God, it's a two-man golfing thing. Of all the things, you should know this. Of all the people.
Well, I didn't, but his partner... He played with his partner, apparently, according to this. DeAndre Hopkins says he wants to see Jimmy Graham in a Texans uniform. I would, too.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It's Steven Anderson 1.0.
Yeah, much better version.
Well, yeah, but still about the same thing. I mean, we're not going to blow. We're not going to do any of that blocking stuff. We're just going to go out for passes, only better. That's about what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But how much are you going to spend on Jimmy Graham? That's the question. Colts hired Frank Reich.
I don't know anything about Frank Reich other than I had heard he was the rumor here for Houston if OB was gone, that his name was out there. I don't know anything other than he's supposed to be a pretty good, you know, a pretty good teacher,
mm-hmm.
works with quarterbacks.
He did a hell of a job.
He's a real steady
with
dude.
Nick Foles.
Like, he's Mr. FCA. Mm. Yeah, they have John DeFilippo. That's the thing is they have DeFilippo and they have Frank Reich, so you don't know, you know, necessarily who was the guy, the dude, and because Doug Peterson is a play caller. So, you know, the thing is, supposedly, you don't really know as much about those guys. But I don't know. It's still a tough gig. You're hiring him, and you're saying, hey, some of your staff's already here. So take right. care. Hope you like him.
What is he, their third head coach in 6 or 7 years?
Well, Pagano.
Yeah.
Him and Pagano.
And then before that. Caldwell before that.
Yeah, Jim Caldwell. God, I forgot who it was before Caldwell, before Pagano.
So Reich is the third.
He's actually the fourth if you go back to Tony Dungy.
Yeah, and to be fair, he might be the fifth if you include Josh McDaniels. Wasn't he the coach for all of 2 minutes?
He was never officially the coach.
They announced him on Twitter as a coach.
Yeah, they announced him. He clearly never signed anything, did he? Well,
yeah, so we're
although at some people thought
if they did, he'd be the third this season, this year.
Yeah.
Frank Reich would be the third this season. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Man, see, I brought up this topic before the show, assuming someone else would make a dumb mistake. Not that John would like tap dance around it the entire segment here.
Mm. I'm just saying.
You sure you want to?
On purpose.
On purpose, yes.
No, Dell, I'm not sure.
Are you sure? The NFL's like, you know what?
I'm not sure.
You made a great decision.
I'm not sure. You know, the NFL's like, hey, what's the deal with your contract? Can you go back to the other place that talks Rockets? I don't think I can.
Johnny Manziel did an interview, and apparently Johnny...
Now, keep this in mind as backstory. Johnny, Money Manziel, blah, 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 did this, did that, suspended.
Champagne, flares.
No.
Flares
no.
out of
Before
his...
Before he was drafted. Before he was drafted, he didn't do that until after he was drafted, remember?
Oh, right.
Did he?
What? No, he was doing the... Yes.
He didn't do it until... Was that before
Vegas?
Draft season?
Wasn't he was certainly rolling up bills in a bathroom before the draft.
You're right. You're right.
Wasn't he on an inflatable at some point?
Yeah. That was in the summer before... That was in the summer before...
His 13
season.
The flares and the champagne, all that.
That's right, because he went to the University of Texas frat party, and they started throwing stuff at him. Remember that?
Yeah.
So actually, you're right. That was 13. So I guess there were some signs. Anyway, then Johnny, during the draft process, I went to his pro day workout, a really good pro day workout. It was a little weird because he wore full equipment and helmet. And then they were playing a mixtape of different Drake songs and things like, and ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg. Dirty version. George Bush Sr. rolls in with, I don't think his wife. I think it was just George Bush rolled in a cart.
Did he put his hand on a cheerleader's ass?
He didn't do anything, Dell, except come in there with Secret Service. And as soon as they came in, music went off and the clean version came on. They had two mixes, real version and clean version. Immediately, clean version came on, and Johnny kept throwing and had a good workout. And man, he said everything he needed to say. And I know Mike Zimmer apparently had something. He made some comments about, I've never seen anything. I was standing near him. He goes, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything, because Zimmer doesn't really suffer fools. I don't know if you know that. He's not really into all that kind of stuff. And he happened to be there because I think he was still on the Bengals staff, wasn't he, back then? He was there to look at, I don't know. Why was Zim there? Was Zim head coach? Because Zim was definitely there. Well, anyway, along the process, man, Johnny was answering all the questions right. And I've grown up. I'm matured. I'm out here working hard. Look at these pictures of me. I'm in the sand with George Whitfield working on my quarterbacking skills.
Look at me drop back in the sand.
Look at me. Look at my feet. Look how mature I am. No one heard anything negative about Johnny leading up to the draft. Like, he's really matured. Aggie's like, told you he's matured, idiots. You never had fun when you were in college? You never had fun? I'm like, okay, Aggies, maybe you got it right. I guess you're right. Johnny is matured.
Yeah.
I'm buying in. I'm buying in.
But there was a problem that we didn't know about, Lance.
Here's what happened. Yeah, there was. On draft day, they're in New York in the crowd. Draft day, Johnny's fallen. Johnny comes on
with the 20th selection of the 2014 draft, the Cleveland 22nd selection, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel.
I've got it on. I gotta show you the video. The place goes bananas. Goes bananas. Johnny's pissed because he just got drafted.
He goes Cleveland. He mouths. He did. Yeah. So I think it was who was there? Either Jake or somebody was there, and he goes Cleveland.
Then he comes out on the stage and immediately does the money sign. I'm like, and I immediately say, "Oh no, he got over on everybody. It was a trap." That night, I get a call from somebody who says, "Hey, I'm at Johnny's party with Jay-Z," and he's like running down the list of people. He goes, "Johnny's going all the way in tonight." I'm like, "Oh, Cleveland got tricked. I got tricked. America got tricked." Sure enough, after that point, Johnny just went full like, "All right, I'm finally here. I don't have to keep fronting." But we found out.
There was a problem.
There was something going on.
Okay, so let's go now. Johnny's season is his comeback season right now. And he did an interview. Was this yesterday?
No, it was this morning. Good morning,
America.
Well, I think they're airing it maybe today, but at least it got up on YouTube yesterday.
Yeah,
at least.
Mm-hmm. So here's Johnny explaining why he had all these problems.
I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, that's what I thought was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, when you wake up the next day after a night like that, or after going on a trip like that, and you wake up the next day and that's all gone, and that liquid courage or that liquid, like, sense of euphoria that's over you is all gone, and you're left staring at the ceiling by yourself, and you're back in that depression and back in that hole, that dark hole of sitting in a room by yourself, being super depressed, thinking about all the mistakes you've made in your life. What did that get me? Where did that get me except out of the NFL? Where did that get me disgrace? I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, that's what I thought was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, when you wake up the next day after...
You didn't get the hook.
Well, I'm still waiting for it because it looks like it repeated itself. Oh,
that's a shame. The hook.
Would you get a Vine? Did you load a Vine or let's keep playing?
I was on YouTube.
So
the hook is
Johnny just drops in. He goes, you know, because I'm bipolar, and then the announcer goes, "So you're saying you're bipolar?" He goes, "Yeah, I was diagnosed a year ago. I was bipolar." And this is not to make light of mental issues at all. It's very serious. I'll just say this. When I heard that, I thought the first thing, I had two thoughts. First is, well, that would explain a lot. And the second was, this might be a con again.
No.
You think?
You know what, John?
I'm looking at the video.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
No,
I mean,
I'm looking at
the guy's
this,
a con man.
And
he has been, at least in the past.
And we were talking about it before the show. Johnny just comes off as the villain on a Real World season. After the season's over, they bring everybody back, and he's trying to explain why he was such a D-back to everybody.
A brilliant analogy.
That's what he looks like.
Puck.
And he feels like a dumb, smart person trying to get over on everybody. He's like, look, this guy's dumb, but I'm going to pretend to be smart, and I'm going to say things that make me sound smart, but really, I sound dumb. That's what I feel like when I listen to him and watch him.
And all the other characters, like, you'll have other people from A&M there, like, or I guess it'd be the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Be there and like, it doesn't explain why you did this, Johnny. Why did you do this? You never even came to meetings. Don't tell me it's because you're bipolar. And
bipolar
like,
didn't explain you taking a dump in my bed and leaving it there. What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's the Real World.
That's Hoyer. That's Hoyer saying that.
But I remember
when you crapped in my hat and I put it on? That was super embarrassing, Johnny. Bipolar. I got medicine.
But a couple of weeks ago, he and his agent. Okay, listen, Johnny. What are we gonna? Okay. how can we get out of this whole two and a half years of you kind of being an a-hole and all the partying that you did? What do you think we can possibly do? How can we? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's the nuclear option if we go there.
Wait a minute.
He'll never get on the roster.
Brian Cushing took cancer. That didn't work out well. We can't do that one.
No, it was overtrained.
Overtrained athlete syndrome.
There was a
but
couple
he was scared
ones.
Of cancer. Remember?
I know. That made sense.
Can't do that one. What else can we do? Wait a minute. I got it. Bipolar?
And you know.
Wait a minute. I don't know anybody. Let's look it up. Let's Google bipolar, see if any athletes have been bipolar.
You usually come back from that very well. Sure. Look at these pictures. Lamont said Johnny
in
dropping
the water.
Back into the ocean. Like, this is going to help with football. What does this have to do with football?
That always happens.
You're dropping back into the ocean?
Yeah. You maintain your composure in the waves. You maintain your composure in the pond.
Somebody's taking pictures like, this is going to show NFL teams that Johnny is committed. Hey, I'll admit, I bought in. I was snowed. I was fooled. That's why it's hard to believe him now when he says he's bipolar. I'm like, I don't know, Johnny. Is this another thing? Is this a real world thing? Like Dell says, are you just being real world villain and you're trying to just con people for a second chance?
Well, I don't know.
Did he ever play in Canada? Where are we with all this stuff? Is he with Iowa Barnstormers?
It's the comeback season.
Come back into what? Life or football?
It's the comeback season.
Rot says,
and you don't want to be a part of it? You don't want to help Johnny and his bipolar?
Rot says,
you don't think Johnny can be the face of bipolar?
Bipolar, they don't want him.
No
bipolar
chance.
Got confused with immature.
Oh,
could be.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. When you get a chance, I mean, ESPN's been running it multiple times. It's up on, probably be on Good Morning America on YouTube fully at some point. It just feels like some dumb person trying to get over on everybody by saying, look, I was bipolar. I'm trying to come back. It's all about my mental health.
That's all. No, Johnny's bipolar.
Here's a picture.
Respect the bipolar.
Here's a picture of Johnny with the blindfold on, dropping back.
Dropping back in the scene.
What are we doing dropping a head with a blindfold?
So
what are you, a Jedi or a quarterback?
Well, you're short. You can't see over the line. Let's put a blindfold
on.
Swear
to God, if I see Baker Mayfield wearing a blindfold, I'm out on Baker Mayfield.
He's already on the beach.
He's already on the beach taking pictures with film crews behind him.
Yes.
I'm like, if Baker shows up, if he's in the ocean or blindfold, I am out on Baker Mayfield. I'm dropping him to fifth round.
Here's the deal. We got a break here. We are way behind.
Ooh.
We got to talk about Texas Mattress Makers. Those are our peeps over there at Texas Mattress. Uval is spectacular. Look, he's got the bed right now. It is the best bed for guys. Let's say you're out late. You come back. She's sleeping. You don't want her to know what time you got home. You crawl into bed. Oh, your bed, guess what's going to happen? She wakes up immediately. This bed, not so much. It's the Amsterdam. Its pocketed coils provide significant reduction of partner disturbance while giving you a cooler, deeper sleep. Yuval is the best. He is, listen, what a deal. He makes the beds right there, and you buy them right there. Of course, unless you're in Katy, where their new store is, they just drive them over to Katy, and you're still saving. It's like you're still buying it from the manufacturer. The prices are about half of what the other stores are. And when you take a look at what's inside, you can see all of the coils, what you're buying. The technology is just as good, if not better, because Yuval puts everything he has into this. If you're looking for that bed, there's only one place to go. Well, there's two places. 5026 East 3rd Street, Katy, Fort Bend County Road, or, as always, right there at 4619 Navigation, the corner of Lockwood. It's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this way to go, guys. Short segment here because of going way long.
What do you, the bench? You guys have the shortest segments in the business.
We do.
That's what y'all's thing is.
That's what we do.
Shortest segments
in the business.
All right, hit the break. We'll be back.
What are you doing today?
Well, why don't we talk about on the other side? Respect the clock.
I want to know what you're doing today.
Well, people can't see what you're talking
here,
about.
I'm going to have to
talk. You are
this
a sharp
is our daily picture.
So let me ask you. Last week you tried to hit him with Young Castro, right? And then today this is sharp.
This is going to tweet. I'm going to tweet this out and
John,
you tell me.
That's a daily reheal picture and I love it.
I know, but this is as clean like this is sweater. It's white button down.
Right. White button down shirt.
It's
sweater.
Very.
The beard is all the.
It's trimmed.
Yeah.
Whose mom are you trying to impress?
Nobody's mom.
You didn't get to say anything.
My daughter's mom.
He shaved his beard and you didn't even get in on it.
Yeah, you are. Gone, this is like the graduate. What are you doing today?
This is old.
Yeah,
now.
That's already.
You're trying
now.
To
that
get some 50 year old woman or what?
No, this is already old.
That's 50. Yeah, that's. Yeah. The beard's been gone, John.
Yeah.
He did it while you were gone so you couldn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
So you weren't
this is old.
In space. He's old at that. He's been had. He's been had beard cut.
While you were golfing with your partner, I was over here shaving my beard.
I didn't have any partner.
Oh, really?
I didn't have a partner there.
I heard you take a little shot there.
Larry Fitzgerald and his partner.
Who was your partner?
Don't you always golf with a partner?
No, I golf with another guy. That's just not my partner.
He's your partner on the golf course.
If you're trying to win something, there's a phrase called par is your partner.
What partner?
Par is your partner.
Par is your partner.
That's some nerdy golf thing you just
no,
said.
No, it's not. It's what it is if you are putting for par, just pick up because you get a par. There's no bogeys.
That's not nerdy. Sorry, I was wrong.
Do you like an aggressive partner or do you got like a partner that's...
You want a passive partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John?
Why are you going with the Mormon look today? What's going on?
How's this a Mormon
look? I don't know. It looks like you'd walk up with a Bible to my door.
No. He's just
well,
clean
except
cut.
The whole, you know...
He's just
that
clean.
You wouldn't be
Real's
that,
just
doing
very
that.
Clean cut. He's changed his character.
Yeah.
Raheel can play different characters. This character is like... Clean cut.
What is he doing?
This is like a corporate character. This is a guy who leads millennials right now. Mm-hmm. He's got a young group. Right now, the character he's playing right now is he's a guy like in Pied Piper. They might go in to see you. They go into you, and you're the one who's running this wide open place where creative people are making things. Things are happening. It's an open atmosphere where people feel safe. People feel creative.
He looks like a young dad in a Lifetime show. Who has a something on the side? That's what he looks like. He's dressed like
no. Right now he has the kid. No, he is dressed like the guy who has the daughter in kindergarten right now.
Yeah.
Well,
he
does.
Guys, let's gather around. Look, today's goal for the week is ideation. How are we going to generate ideas that will change our company for the better?
This character, it works for him. It was a more militant character last week.
Well, he was Young Castro.
Yeah, he was. He was Young Castro.
But this is. Different. This is like
this
in
is
charge of an IT company.
I said, would you buy pencils from this man?
He looks like the diversity option in a commercial.
What is wrong with you?
That's what he's dressed like.
Oh, like when they sprinkle in diversity to commercials.
That's what he's dressed like.
Like they flash, boom, boom, boom. They do quick cutaways.
But not
of
even like the, not even one of the voice guys, like a person who actually speaks. He's just in the background. He's the diversity background in a commercial.
That's a great call.
Check out the new Chevy Traverse, and I'm just in the back.
The new,
hey guys. Or the Chevy comes out, and you're just standing there looking at it.
And that guy at the GMC commercials.
Oh, wow.
The guy at the GMC commercials. If I were to ask you guys, what pickup truck right now? Before they open up a bunch of doors, people go, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Everyone gets, I'm just raising my hand. Hey,
it'd be you.
I have thoughts on this. No one calls on me.
All right, 858 ESPN 97.5. Shortest segment in the business right here. You don't want
to
miss.
To be proud of.
Right now, though, hey, we'll start the Raheel show on the other side. You can see what he looks like on my Twitter feed, at John Granato, or at the underscore Raheel, because I
like this character, though.
Yeah. You know, this is better than the Young Castro. I was a little afraid of Young Castro last week.
This is a good character.
Time to talk a little bit about Renter's Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com. RentersWarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse is ready for you to stop already with the trying to sell your home? Has it been on the market for a while? And you're like, what the bleep? We can't possibly make our money back on this thing. Don't take a loss. Or if it's not selling for nearly what you think it's worth, then all you got to do, and oh, by the way, if you got to get out in a hurry, how about the Renter's Warehouse? We'll get that job done. They will find renters for you in an average of 17 days.
They're the best because the bottom line is the longer your house sits on the market when you're trying to sell, the more money comes out of your pocket. This is the opposite. They're putting money in your pocket. It's more than just having somebody pay for your mortgage. You get money in your pocket over the top. So they do all the marketing. They do all of the upkeep on the home. They collect the rent. They find you renters. They do everything. You pay one low monthly fee per month, and you are ready to roll. Go to renterswarehouse.com or call 713-224-RENT, the professional landlords of rent estate.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.